industry, we call it Hump Day. I guess because we take our pants off in pleasure inanimate objects, thrustingly. Right? Is that what Hump Day means?
I thought it's because we all drove here on a camel.
Yeah, sure. Something like that. I don't know. It's just one of those radio things. But
I thought we were making fun of that guy in sales who has the hunchback.
Oh, Quasi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, we leave that guy alone. He works for our conservative AM station. We don't want to mess with those people. That's okay. that's who pays the bills. Yesterday, we left the show talking about Delta 8, how it is now legal. And on my way home, whatever it is that triggers my addiction, my alcoholism, my impulsivity, started rattling really hard, just rattling. So I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home and play video games anyways. That's already a plan. Maybe have a campfire. I don't know. But I want to get those Delta 8 drinks Spencer's talking about and get high off my ass without the paranoia.
I love seeing how much you've grown up and matured over the years.
Thank you. You know, because I'm sober this month, so I got to do something to get high. I gotta find another way to get drunk without alcohol. It's what I'm doing. Sobriety's tough, so you gotta pill and drink other alternatives, get high to get your way through it. So
yeah, I mean, you have to do something to make video games fun.
They're fun on their own.
I know, but you're
saying it's a more.
I'm just saying. It seems like video games are their own escapism. Anyway, I'm getting you off track.
Dude,
what's the deal? Where'd you go?
I don't want to play Red Dead Redemption.
Where did you go?
I want to be that cowboy.
Where did you go?
I went to several areas. I'm not going to name any by name because they don't advertise with us. So F you. But I went to several little head shops kind of close to where I live.
They're not head shops. They're
what do they call it?
Adults, the novelty stores. Or
sorry, the vase dispensaries,
yeah.
Whatever the hell. And I kind of looked like an idiot because I clearly don't look like the dude that's going there to buy a water pipe.
Yeah, no, you look like a narc.
Yeah, we've already said I have that Boogaloo boy cop look because I'm kind of chunky. I've got tattoos all over my arms and I've got a very proud boy haircut.
Yeah.
So yeah, I look like a freaking narc. But I go to a couple places and I can't find any of this Delta 8 stuff. And I want the drinks. I want the little.
Yeah, you got to go to a convenience store for that.
Well,
not headshots. You got to
live in the hood.
To,
I drove around. I looked for those. And then finally I found.
You have to find a convenience store that says gizzards on the outside.
A good one.
Yeah.
One that cashes checks.
Yeah, that's how you get it.
Damn it. Now I should have thought of it. I mean, we have that one on. Hell, there's a Planet K and a store just like that right off Runberg and 35. What am I thinking?
The fact that we work on Runberg and you're like, I couldn't find Delta 8. I'm like, well, you didn't try, dude. You did not try.
Just roll down my window and ask kids riding their bikes home.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know I can get some Delta 8. Well, I found a store that sells it and got there just as they closed. So I even felt like more of a fiend, like trying to like shake the door. But then I look at my phone. I'm like, oh, they closed 10 minutes ago.
I got to have my artificial weed.
Come on. Which is so, again, dumb because I may or may not actually have legit edibles and stuff at
right.
home. But I wanted that Delta 8 drink. Thank you to our producer, Spinny, though. Today he brought me some gummies, some hometown hero supporting veterans, pink lemonade Delta 8 gummies, which I'm excited to try. The only thing I didn't realize is like when we were texting, yesterday he said, yeah, they're about like $5 each. And I was like, hey man, how much should I Venmo you for that? And he's like, that one was $35. And again, thank you for the gummy, Spinny. I'm very happy. I can't wait to try these. But when you have the real deal back at home, it kind of makes you feel like, an idiot for getting $35 worth of not weed.
I'll Venmo you $5 right now.
To try one?
Come on, let's do it.
Okay. Hell yeah, the show's about to get a lot more fun, my friend. Just Matt and CJ. A lot more coming up.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Today absolutely is the greatest for so many various reasons, but specifically, today is the greatest because on November 10th, 1969, Communist propagandists infiltrated the United States and instituted the first of a massive brainwashing program aimed at, guess who? Our children. Can you believe that, Matt? Our poor, sad babies.
I already don't like the way this is set up.
Oh. Okay, well,
I'm wondering where you're headed.
I'm really just trying to be on Ted Cruz's side here.
Ah, gotcha. It's a Sesame Street,
a pioneering TV show that would teach generations of young children everything from the alphabet to how to count, made its broadcast debut. Sesame Street become the most widely viewed children's program in the world. It's aired in more than 120 countries, and it's set in basically a kind of fictional New York City neighborhood. It has a diverse cast of human and Muppet characters, and the show's brainchild slash creator, Joan Ganz Cooney, said the goal was to create engaging and educational programming for preschoolers, also a way to, help underprivileged 3 to 5 year olds prepare for kindergarten, school, and later life. And the show, of course, is the goofy, fun, short skits were based on a bunch of variety shows at the time in the 60s.
That's great. It's still, I can't say it still is. I haven't seen Sesame Street in quite some time.
Your kiddos didn't watch it when they were younger, or?
I don't think so, because it was no longer, well, it would certainly had changed. Do you know what I mean? When I was a kid, I want to say the program was probably an hour long. It was on PBS. By the time my kids came along, I think they had done that thing where they had really changed who the characters were.
Yeah.
They were way more focused on... Things move faster now.
Yeah, that's
true. Kids programming is boom, pow, boom, pew, pew. And in the 60s, I was watching...
There was nothing else to watch.
Yeah, I wasn't alive in the 60s. I was watching whatever that stuff, before it went to... Elmo, I guess, was the big change.
Yeah.
I watched the OG cast.
I was pre-Elmo, I remember.
Snuffleupagus.
I mean, a morning would just be Reading Rainbow,
yep.
Sesame Street,
Electric Company,
The Elephant Show, if any of y'all remember that.
Is that about a guy who had some birth defects?
They just put a hardcore episode of the performer Elephant Man on after
all these kids' programs.
Yeah. Good old days, man. Yeah, PBS, there was nothing else to watch.
I liked it as my jam as a kid.
Yeah.
I have memories of it. I remember getting excited. I know I learned my alphabet off of it and those other things. I also remember, they always were playing in a park that had it was like blacktop. It was like this metal on concrete park where they would play.
Yeah.
New York kind of parks.
Yeah.
I really coveted those.
Really?
I was so upset that my parks
had grassland and dirt and sand.
But their parks looked like they were walking from across the street. Because if you remember in Sesame Street, kids would come out of brownstones and run across the street and into these parks where they would all play. I lived on a street with no other kids. I was in a small town. We could go to the park occasionally, but when we went to the park, there weren't other kids. It was just kind of my parents were there too. Maybe a couple other kids.
Yeah, but it wasn't fun.
It didn't have
I get
the
what
same,
you're saying.
It didn't have that. Like, Sesame Street was popping off. You know what I mean? I wanted to be there. I was like, dang.
Yeah, there was always something fun to do, adventures, other people to play with. When I was younger, going to the park up until I lived across the street from an elementary school later in life, but going to the park was a struggle because it was always, is this going to be a fight? Is this going to be... getting bullied, or you never knew what was going to happen.
Did it say anything in your article about if Sesame Street did, like if we saw an uptick in preschool education readiness or anything after Sesame Street came out? Because I know when I first was watching it, it was education heavy. It was lots of numbers and alphabet, and also here's how to behave
Three.
In certain situations. A lot of hey, kids were fighting, and what's a better way to deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
Then when I watched it later on, it was just sort of it seemed to be much more entertainment-oriented. Maybe I was just judging it a different way.
Yeah.
But I think that's a valuable... I still think PBS is kind of the jam. I like it.
It absolutely is. I mean, where else will I get my Agatha Christie murder mysteries and pro shows? But it's so different now because when we were kids... you didn't have a lot of TV shows to watch or channels. You had literally PBS and whatever else the antenna would reach. Now there is a plethora of entertainment for kids. I mean, forget TV. I remember when my nephew was visiting, we put on
plethora, jefe?
Can you tell me what a plethora? But my nephew, we put on his favorite show, which is Daniel Tiger. He watched about 3 minutes of it.
It's a good show.
And was on his iPad. There's just so much more to do, whereas we had to kind of sit and watch Sesame Street because what the hell else were we going to do?
Yeah.
Too early to go outside and play.
There weren't kids' shows, really. You waited for Saturday, man. Saturday cartoons, that was your time as a kid. Until Netflix kind of motored around. Anyway, congrats and happy birthday. Happy birthday. I'm glad that you decided to go with the birthday of
Sesame Street
instead of the birthday of the Marine Corps. Well, we see where your loyalties lie.
Oh, you mean capitalists protecting the regime and guarding opium fields overseas?
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
CJ, open that vault. Let Spenny out for Spentertainment. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Spencer, our wonderful, wonderful producer. Spencer, what's our headline today?
Brain implant translates paralyzed man's thoughts into text with 94% accuracy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
A brain implant where he's able to think and just his thoughts get typed out?
Yeah. Does it change into duck?
No, I don't think there is an autocorrect function yet.
Cool.
But this is called BrainGate, a brain-computer interface using artificial intelligence to help this dude write. They don't say his name here because he's doing this study. And 65 years of age, he had to sort of imagine writing out the letters, though. It seems kind of complicated.
So you close your eyes and kind of...
But you close your eyes and imagine you're writing. He did the alphabet and some punctuation, some simple sentences. It's actually pretty sweet.
Oh, but it's not truly reading his thoughts.
Yeah, that sounds like
not
work.
Quite. Not yet.
So what he's able to do is
he
translate the idea of writing, and it can read that. But
it can read the electronic signals his brain does. He says, think about an A.
Right, so it is reading his thoughts. He's imagining writing an A in
Spencer,
print or cursive.
What? Spencer.
Tell me.
Your job during Spentertainment is to entertain us. Okay, we spend the rest of the show entertaining the people out there. Spentertainment is for you to entertain us. When you bring in a headline like that, I think that there's a chance that by Christmas, I can put one of these chips in my wife's brain. And then when she says stuff to me like,
it's fine.
Or she says, hey, you know, it's not important. We don't have to get each other gifts. I can know whether she really means it's not important, we don't have to get each other gifts, or you better get me a gift, MF-er. Like, I felt like I was getting ready to fix my relationship with a simple chip.
Well, I apologize that the article's title was a little tricky, a little clickbaity.
How dare you even bring in something this clickbaity? You knew that you were going to get our hopes up, Spencer.
What? No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You came
in
here.
I thought this was awesome. It's exciting. Right?
This is an etch-a-sketch for my head.
Yeah,
exactly. This is work.
Look, man, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, we actually do have a message from Matt's wife right now.
It's okay, Matt. I love you, honey. Please come kiss me.
Thank you.
There you go.
It works.
Yeah.
It works.
Spencer, what are the rules to Spentertainment? If you entertain us, you get to what?
I get to stay.
And if you don't entertain us and you bring in something like this, what happens to you?
I gotta leave.
That's right. You have to go back in your dungeon, Spencer. Maybe tomorrow, Spencer will have an opportunity to release himself once more.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Netflix is testing out a TikTok-like feed directed at your kids. It's time for the parent pickup. Where I find headlines, it might apply to, you know, you warriors out there who are waiting in the car, waiting on your kid right now.
Or and, those of us in traffic behind those people.
Well, this applies to all of us because we've all been in a restaurant with a kid that's crying.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about right now. There will be some parents out there who will say, I would never, ever hand a mobile device to my child. And I say, good for them. They are better parents than I ever was. And I will readily admit that because more than one occasion, I would hand a tablet or something to a kid because it could buy me an extra 10 minutes.
Peace.
No, not a piece. Not at the house. But you're in a bank and you're trying to get some banking done. You're trying to move large sums of funds over. I was trying to settle an account on a dead relative. And sometimes you have a kid that does not want to be in a bank. I don't know if you've ever been in a bank.
Very boring.
Very boring, even for adults. The only cool part is when they let you go into the vault and pick anything you want to go home for free.
Just close your eyes and grab it.
Yeah,
it's
that's
yours.
My favorite part. But a kid goes, and the kid's like, this is the bank. There better be lollipops, and they don't do that anymore. And then...
They don't?
Yeah, it really comes unglued.
Oh.
So sometimes you just say, here, baby. And you hand it off. Well, it can be difficult because then your kid's like, well, what show do I want to watch? What have you? I'm not going to say actually kids can probably operate a phone better than most adults. But this is interesting. TikTok is eating away a lot of share for Netflix. And so to combat it, they aren't creating any kind of original programming whatsoever, but they are taking hot clips that they would from shows that they have. It helps them advertise the other shows that they have.
Okay.
And it's in a long, giant, horizontal feed. So you can hand your kid your phone in landscape mode.
So almost like Reels, you can just sit there and click through funny stuff.
Yeah, now.
I like that. That's good. They've done well. Netflix has done really good with their shows of making GIFs out of them.
Right.
That they've actually branded, but it's still relevant and good.
Here's where a little bit of the panic sets in, because some people say, hey, our kids' screen time really should be monitored and limited. And then also, TikTok has proven to be pretty addictive because of the way that you can just kind of snack on tiny little bits of info. You can all of a sudden look up and realize, oh, you know what? I think I've been sitting on this toilet for an hour. So here's a great thing that Netflix is doing. You as a parent, this is all still in experimental mode, but it's coming out soon. You as a parent can set, you know, between 10 and 20 as a maximum. So your kid, if it's 20 of these short things, it's really probably around 20 minutes to 20 to 30 minutes. You would set that limit. Your kid can snack through it. And when it's over, your kid will learn pretty quickly, my screen time's over and I got to move on to something else. But it could really help. It really helps in those dinner situations or when you've gone to work and you have to have your kid there for a little bit or whatever else. Sometimes mama's little helper is the screen.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
10 gifts to give yourself if you've had a bad day. Matt, I know.
I had a bad day.
You've been stressed. You are currently pulling a double here at work.
Oh, I thought that was a shot at my weight.
I mean, your belt's stressed as hell. You're doing a double. You're working with the Morning X this week, filling in for Jason. Your two shows can be tough, especially
it's nothing you haven't
in
done.
Between. You're dealing with kids at home, and you're dealing with a giant kid at work. So I did some research, and I found a way to give yourself some soothing gifts that will make rough days a little bit better when you get home. And this can go for any of you out there that just are too stressed and need to relax. Here are a few things
is this
you
just
can do.
10 locations where you can get a happy ending in town?
It's not the glory hole map. We'll do
okay,
that eventually
we'll do that
on this
time.
Show. No, this, assuming the parents are still in the car and people are stressed and angry, is to help you relax after a rough day. Number one. A two-minute morning's journal. Even if you've rolled out of the wrong side of bed, you can still get started on a better note. Matt, this journal also comes with gratitude prompts that you can do just as easy as drinking your morning coffee.
Okay. Can I warm my hands by the lighted fire that I get when I burn this journal?
Matt! How about a soothing eye pillow that you can either heat up in the microwave or chill in the fridge and then just put it over your face for some relaxing compression?
Oh, that's going to be great when you're super hungover.
Literally. How about a pack of gold snail hydrogel eye patches designed to reduce the appearance of dark circles and to hydrate under the eye area?
Oh, so like I've been out in a bar fight and I don't want my wife to know. I can get rid of that shiner before she sees it?
Absolutely. There's also a ball of dough, therapy dough, to replace the stress ball. Instead, you can play with some Play-Doh. It's way more fun to fidget with. And plus, it says here, cats love it. Oh, I don't know what the hell that means.
I can't wait to make a mold of my wang.
A mini house diffuser so you're able to fill your space with your favorite essential oil scents.
Oh, that's perfect too, because the kids can smell weed. It's nice to cover that up.
A bag of shower steamers made with essential oils.
Made in Cleveland?
For a relaxing, aromatic scent of eucalyptus and mint.
Okay.
What about a supportive bath pillow to rest your head while you're in the tub?
Oh, okay. Nice place to put your knees when you're drowning a body.
a Sherpa blanket sweatshirt that you can just loaf around the house in, do absolutely nothing, or bundle up and get comfy when you're at work.
Oh, I like that. Can't wait to wear that in public. A shirt, no pants.
There's also a Positive Quotes book tracker bookmarks, so when you're going back to see where you're at in your new books, you can remind yourself of being positive with one of those positive quotes.
Yeah, okay. I already have bookmarks. They all say Pornhub.com, Pornhub.com, Pornhub.com.
An array of fuzzy socks so your toesies can get in on the cozy action.
Fill those with a couple of oranges. Beat up your cellmate.
And how about this? A push sheen cross stitch kit that's sure to be your new hobby whenever your mind starts to go to an anxious place.
That sounds great. I'm really glad you brought that one in. That sounds perfect.
These are 10 gifts to give yourself when you've had a bad day. Matt, I'm going to be honest. I got into an MLM I can't get out of.
and you need me to buy
some. I need you to buy some of these products right now.
Yeah, how come none of the... Nothing on that list was bottle of gin,
a BB gun to shoot cans in the backyard.
Hot next door neighbor wife will rub your feet when your wife's gone.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't want to get into an affair that's going to cause a divorce.
But just to feel, just to ride that edge, walk the line, buddy. Just a little foot rub. Nothing wrong with that. Unless
yeah, baby.
Learned it from Pulp Fiction. Or, of course, we can... Actually, the most important thing about this, let's not forget a prescription to Xanax, because mama's a little helper.
I don't know that stuff. I've taken it a couple times. It actually makes me feel really groggy. I'm not a big fan. I don't know, and it makes my nose bleed. You're supposed to crush that and snort it, right?
Yeah, I think you're doing your Xanax wrong.
Oh, okay.
You got to cook it in the spoon and shoot it.
My bad. 101X, Matt and CJ. I'm drinking vinegar. And you should be, too. It's
vinegar.
Time for Matt Recommends.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I wake up sometimes really parched, dehydrated. I don't know what happens in the middle of the night. I don't know if I'm secretly hitting up a bar or getting blasted when I'm, you know, sleepwalking or whatever.
With your mouth open, maybe, breathing.
Who knows what it is? It started, I think part of it, too, is the way that this house is HVAC'd, the new house that I moved into a couple years ago, fan on at night. It's just not as humid or something because it's a better house than my old leaky one or whatever. So I was looking up stuff for... It turns out I started drinking a glass of water every morning, even before coffee. Boom. Absolutely improved my life.
Okay.
100%. And then I started looking up and I saw this doctor who was saying he was drinking a glass of water with a little bit of salt in it. And at first I was like, that sounds nuts, right? Salt water in the morning?
But I've heard something. Okay, continue, please.
Well, you've heard right, because guess what Gatorade is?
Apparently, if you're really dehydrated, yeah, you can taste the salt and Pedialyte or Gatorade.
It's essentially just salt, and that's why it has a flavor. Well, the salt is just electrolytes. It's stuff that you need to make your body work properly.
It's got electrolytes.
What's that from? That sounds so familiar, but I can't remember what it's from.
Damn it, now you made me confused.
People
you
up.
Are yelling at us right now.
Is it Zoolander?
No, I did the Zoolander voice, but, you know, the Mike Judge movie, where he goes into the future.
Yes. Yeah. Imperil world. Indecile, imbecile world. Idiocracy.
Back to the story.
So anyway, that kind of led me to all of a sudden finding out, I started reading about these people who were drinking vinegar, and I was like, all right, these are health idiots, okay? And there's nothing to it. But I started doing it. One day I was at what's that place called? Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And Trader Joe's is kind of a weirder grocery store, and you can't go in and just get a Coke. They don't have a Coke. It's all their own private label stuff, and you can't even just get like regular bubble water or whatever. So I picked up this thing because it said lemon on it. And I started drinking. I was like, what the hell is this? And it turns out it was a drinking vinegar.
Okay. Because I've heard about gargling or drinking apple cider vinegar for certain things, but never
You ever heard about gargling anything else?
Go ahead. What should I gargle?
I just wondered. I'm asking questions.
What else could I gargle?
Mouthwash?
Oh, okay. Go on.
And so I started looking at it. So there are some supposed health benefits to drinking diluted vinegar. It supposedly has healthy substances. It can help kill harmful bacteria. Doctors say that it may help lower blood sugar levels, help you manage your diabetes, may aid in weight loss. In fact, I did a study with some people. Now, they didn't lose a whole lot of weight, 4 pounds over 3 months, but certainly weren't gaining any weight, and improves heart health in animals and may even boost skin health, things like that. I don't care about any of that. And I will say this, too. It's not that well studied.
Yeah.
The studies are not lengthy. They're not thousands of people in them. They're pretty small. I don't care. Here's the deal. It's awesome. It's refreshing.
You've been doing it. You've been drinking vinegar, like white vinegar, white wine vinegar?
No, you got to use apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And I use this stuff called Bragg's apple cider vinegar. You can get it at any HEB. And I don't care how scary the HEB is, they got it. And that's why I'm even recommending.
H-E-B.
I know. It's the apple cider vinegar you usually wouldn't pick up because it has a bunch of junk at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah.
Apparently,
so it's the real,
that's
legit
the good stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah. And you mix it. Now, I've been doing this thing where I mix it with some, I've now gotten fancy with it. I mix it with turmeric, ginger.
Which turmeric's really good for you.
And I heard ginger was too. Some salt, some honey, and some lemon. Blend it all up and I make a pretty big batch. And then all I have to do is add like a shot into...
Like I've been a Rambler
it,
or something?
Well, I've been putting... That's exactly what I've been doing.
Huh.
When I got the Rambler account, I like Rambler a whole lot. And I start buying it and then I mix it with that bubble water. And when I come in here every day... It, for some reason, there's something about it. And then I started reading about this history that people used to drink these things called shrubs, these vinegar drinks, hot south, in the old south, like kind of pre-Civil War. And there was no air conditioning. They used to drink these things called shrubs, which are essentially vinegar drinks. And that's the thing I'm going
to
tell you.
To help hydrate?
It's not, you know how you drink lemonade and lemonade makes you feel really good on a hot day?
Yeah.
This makes you feel 10 times better.
Okay.
I think a lot of it is probably psychosomatic. I'm not going to buy into the yoga moms like, oh my God, I drink so much vinegar and I feel so much better. But I will say this.
Yeah, placebo pill's real.
But also, I like it. It's kind of sour, tastes good, and it is refreshing. So the first ever Matt's Recommend, look up your own. I'm not going to tell you how to drink it or what to drink or exactly. That's on your own. Just figure out what you like. But give it a try. Drinking apple cider vinegar. Should I post a recipe?
Sure. I mean, yesterday I went crazy over Delta 8. Now I'm wanting to go home and drink some vinegar.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Oh, Prize Hawk, haven't heard from you in a bit. Yes, we've got a pair of tickets to go to the night 3 of the 101X Concert Series show with Churches at ACL Live. All you got to do is win something. We're going to play a little game after this, but you can start calling in right now. 512-835-1015 if you want to go see Churches Friday and play a little dumb game of ours.
Today is the greatest day I've ever known.
it is time to absolutely go and
win something.
Indeed. Today we're bringing back the game Pontification. I can't even say that right. Pontification. Some Pope-approved churches questions for all of you sinners. And we've got Vicky and Christian on the phone. Welcome, team.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
Hello. All right, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read each of you a question, and you're going to answer. You either get it right or you get it wrong. You get a point if you get it right. The very last question will be head-to-head, and you will each buzz in by saying your name. That one, of course, being worth 2 points. Only one of you will win. Are we ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay. Okay. I'm rooting for both of you.
All right, this is Pontification, Pope-approved churches questions for all you sinners. We're going to start with you, Vicky. What country is in the middle of the city of Rome?
Oh my gosh. The Vatican.
Whoa! Vicky's cool. On the board with 1 point.
All right, now we're moving over to you, Christian. Pope Urban II authorized the first series of these decade-spanning wars with the goal to recover the Levant, known as the Holy Land, from the Seljuk Turks. What is the common name for these decade-spanning series of wars?
The Crusade.
Correct.
Correct. Christian's on the board. For those of you interested at home, the current score is Vicky 1, Christian 1. I think this is unfair. Clearly, Christian was going to know that. He's named Christian.
His name is Christian, of course. All right, Vicky, this next one is for you. It's multiple choice. You ready?
Yes.
The bones of what you believe is a classical what? Biblical text, church's album, papal decree, or lyrics to a Lauren Mayberry poem?
Gonna go with option B here.
Church's album?
Yes.
Correct!
Yes. Vicky's on the board!
Yes.
Is in the lead! Vicky's got two! Christian got one!
Really putting the pressure on. All right, Christian, you ready?
Right.
Scottish band Churches and Lauren Mayberry are often confused with this Canadian band whose female lead singer spit on the Morning X's Jason Dick during South by Southwest. What is that band?
Oh, no.
This one's tough, I know.
No idea.
Okay, it's... The band is Metric, but don't worry, you're not out yet. This last one...
That's right, dude.
...is worth 2 points. Here's what you're going to do after I read the question. You're going to buzz in with your name. Okay, Vicky, can you test your buzzer?
Vicky.
Okay, Christian, can you test yours?
Christian.
Here Perfect. You go, guys. All Vicky right. is up 2-1, but whoever grabs this question will take the contest.
All right. This is called Pope or a Pipe. Is this plumbing term a past pump? Is this a plumbing term or a past pontiff? Pope or a pipe? Fistule. Is it a pope or a pipe?
Vicky.
Yes.
Pope?
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. A double one there, but now we are in the confusing spot to where you only answer a 50-50 thing. And Matt, you know what happens anytime I get confused in a contest?
What's that?
We go to a coin toss.
Okay.
All right, Vicky, since you are technically in the lead before I screwed this whole thing up, heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads it is! Vicky's the winner! Hey, don't worry, Christian. Chances to play, and I will make a foolproof game where you can't.
Yeah, when we go to break, yeah. I'll talk to you yeah. about, yeah. hey, maybe we you shouldn't have a 50-50 toss-up as your grab question at the end. Hey, Christian, if you want to call back and make fun of CJ, I am all for it.
I realized that as I was doing it. So, hey, don't worry. We'll have another Win Something coming up in exactly 1 hour.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that That I'm a nerd.
Netflix are making the big push into the realm of video games. This is a little bit of business talk, a little bit of nerd talk, but business is very nerdy, if you ask me. In July, they hired a former EA exec and hope to expand upon some of their interactive titles they've done so far, such as, you know, the Black Mirror Bandersnatch or the Carmen Sandiego games. And within the app itself, they've done a global rollout with games that you can get on iOS and iPads through their app. And they're going to add Android devices coming soon.
I'm confused. They're offering games. I can play them in the Netflix app, or I play them on my phone. I can play them on my TV. What am I doing?
Yeah, it is a little confusing, but I guess the way after reading this very long, boring article and trying to break it down myself, from what it basically seems like, they're trying to encompass all things games. So when thinking about their app and the games, if you're a subscriber, you can play games in the app that they'll have that they'll distribute or they'll create on their own. And there's not going to be in-game purchases like a lot of those addicting kind of little phone games, right? Stuff like that. So they're going to do that. One exec said Netflix has long stated that gaming is one of the big competitors of the time. So I guess it's part of the adage that if you can't beat them, join them. In addition to just distributing games, Netflix plans to develop games for, quote, any level of play and every kind of player, no matter what the game, whether you're a beginner or a lifelong gamer. The company also said its games will be offered through the service as exclusives with no ads, no additional fees, no in-app purchases. As a result of the sheer size of their subscriber base, Netflix feel they're positioned in a good place to be a formidable presence in the subscriber gaming space.
Did Netflix just go out of their way to become Facebook? But did Netflix have a product that we all liked and used, and did they say, hey, you know what we should do? Let's go do what Facebook did.
Let's do more.
And let's go try to do all of it and do none of it great.
Yeah.
Am I a jerk for taking that approach to this? Is there a possibility? Is there a possibility? And maybe it's just how consumerism works, that, you know, you must have all of the money, not just a lot of the money.
Yeah.
You know, it's capitalism
late stage
capitalism, whatever you want to call it. Can't Netflix, I guess the thing is like, hey, they've got a stock price. They got to keep it going. They got to keep innovating.
You got to keep doing new, different things. Yeah, I guess so. You got to bump up every year. You got to increase those dividends.
Yeah, but Starbucks it's still just really about the market of, I go in there. I mean, I guess, sure, they've added that weird square breakfast thing that has a raw egg in it or something. But essentially, it's still a coffee cafe. Like, what if Starbucks also decided we're going to do bookstores?
I mean, but it would kind of fit with them.
Oh, I know you wouldn't help.
I don't know. I agree with you, but that's, businesses just have to grow, and that's what happens is eventually you get something that does everything. Look at grocery stores. You can buy furniture at HEB. I mean, it just happens. And, you know, at the start of Netflix, remember when it was just a little machine or a mail rental service, video games.
You rented mails?
You could rent mail for men from them. You could rent video games through Netflix. That was one of their
things that
kind of like helped push them off more than, I would say, movies at the beginning, was because you could get new release video games for a weekend and it kicked ass. You could get it by mail, return it when you were done. And then I think kind of like when Blu-rays became a thing and they were expensive.
No, I understand. This is why I'm not in business. It's probably a really great move and I just don't understand it. I also just feel it's
confusing.
When you're saying this, they're not really a gaming platform. I don't understand to use the hip tech lingo, the pivot to gaming. Maybe it works out great. It's just also not riding a high right now. They have a pretty good product. I'm really worried what happens to that product when all of the focus is, guys,
it's
our
making
app,
crappy
our
mobile
app must
games.
Be incredible.
Hey, we've heard that at the radio station for years. Guys, the website, guys, the apps, guys, our YouTube page. And what happened to our on-air presence?
It's been great. You and I didn't used to be here. We're here, and it's fantastic. You're very negative today. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Yo, do you like Pop-Tarts? They are trying to kill you. That is my headline. Ooh,
gross.
I think we said it on the show before, Pop-Tarts are chalky crap.
Not as good as toaster strudels. That's, we've made that official Just Matt and CJ policy.
We do have it as an official Matt and CJ policy, but the makers of Pop-Tarts want us to start slathering them with butter.
Ooh, okay. You've piqued my interest.
Okay, well, it might help because what did we both say? Because they're dry, gritty, it's like a weird slab of edible limestone or something.
Yeah, there's not a lot of delicious filling inside of them.
No.
Or even the sugary coating on top.
Well, instead of increasing the filling, which would be a good move.
Yeah.
Or making the dough out of something edible, which would be a good move.
Yeah.
Or making the sugary coating on top better, which would be a good move. They've just made the right move of pivoting to butter. In fact, they are pairing up with another company. They found 6,946 tweets about Pop-Tarts and butter from just this year. Apparently, lots of people realize the same thing that you and I did, CJ.
Dip it in butter.
You need something more on those damn things. So the geniuses over at Pop-Tart are pairing with another company called Banner Butter. And they're going to sell specialized butters that they say pair deliciously with Pop-Tarts. I do not understand why, year after year, America ranks as one of the lardiest countries out there.
Yeah, we keep talking about how childhood obesity is skyrocketing.
I'm not helping. I contribute to this stuff because there's no way I'm not going to maybe try this. Six butters they're selling are chocolate. Makes sense. Chocolate butter. Strawberry. Okay, I can see that going with it. Sea salt. Now you're really kind of getting out. Cinnamon with cardamom and ginger. Oh, pinky in the air. Would you like a Pop-Tart with your tea, Miss Queen? Yoink. Also, honey habanero and balsamic fig, or balsamic fig, if you prefer. They all go on sale next Tuesday at bannerbutter.com/Pop-Tarts. Bannerbutter.com/Pop-Tarts. No, they are not paying us to say that, but I want somebody out there to buy this and send it to us.
We'll try it on the radio.
Yeah, for $25, you get a kit. It's all six butters. You get three boxes of Pop-Tarts to spread them on.
I'm all for this, man.
Here's why I like you is I knew that...
It's great.
It's just one of those things where I brought it in because I was like, this is ridiculous. And then the more I read it, I'm like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I think I tried to call it ridiculous because I'm trying to not admit that I'm a gross, disgusting pig of a human being that easily is going to do this.
Yeah. Why not? It's butter and it's sugar. And everything else that ever is inside of those. Yeah, it's going to be delicious. We're going to do it. We just got to get Pop-Tarts to sponsor us.
Yeah. It's not crazy because when you think about it, what's in icing?
Butter.
And sugar.
Yeah.
So it's really just doing, all they are doing is giving you a higher butter content icing to put on the other side of the iced Pop-Tart.
And again, to reiterate what you said at the beginning of this, they didn't invest anything in making their product better?
No, they literally paired with another company that's making the butter. Pop-Tart is so bad at making a pop and a tart that they're like, we're not even attempting butter.
Uh-uh.
That we know the recipe for butter's been out there for what, 10,000 years? But we'll give that to somebody else.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Thanksgiving is already effed, and no, it's not because you got to go talk with your family members about vaccinations and politics. Something else is already looking to ruin Thanksgiving this year.
Really?
Yeah, due to the supply chain issues we've been having, several Thanksgiving dinner staples might be hard to find.
Wait, are we importing our pumpkin pie filling from China?
I think so. It's still stuck in the Suez Canal somewhere. A lot of stuff, not just pumpkin pies and whipped cream, but we're talking whole turkeys. Grocery stores only have 39% as many as they normally would right now.
That number, do you realize that's a Does that number stick out to you?
If it was 69, it would. No, it doesn't.
Everything have to be a joke to you?
Yeah.
Once you grow up.
Yeah. Why does that stick out to you?
Because it's normal 69. I mean, to have only 40% of the stock that you usually would this time of year is pretty significant.
Yeah, that's less than half. It's low.
Yeah, it is. That means, here's the problem, too. This article came out today. Everyone's going to read it. What did they do when they said, oh, we're actually fine on toilet paper, but we're worried we could run out of toilet paper in the future? What happened a week later?
Oh, my dear friend, I read some more articles. It's already happening!
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, so there's a supply chain shortage on things like, I just said, whole turkeys, cranberry sauces around 80%, yams and sweet potatoes, Matt's favorite, about 75%.
Who cares? We don't need it.
Stove-top stuffing, pre-made refrigerated pies, the list goes on and on, things that aren't showing up in stores. And then, of course, as soon as these items are stocked on the shelves, panic buyers... they be panic buying.
They're buying them all up, whether they need it or not.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. The most annoying time I noticed this was when, after Hurricane Harvey, when everyone was worried that there was going to be no gasoline and refineries were down, but they said, hey, we'll be fine. Just buy what you need. It's going to take more time to get trucks up and and then what did everyone do?
Well, we saw the video of that guy who had two giant gray, those plastic trash cans you get at work.
And that was literally next to Nomad Bar.
I know. He had them in the back of his truck and he was just filling them up. And then it was like, hey, idiot, you don't even have lids for those. You're just going to spill gasoline everywhere.
And even if you did have lids for that, it'll eventually eat through that trash can or it's going to get... impurities in it that you can't use that anyways.
Not if you huff it quickly enough.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Is that what people are doing? Are they cornering the canned cranberry sauce market and hoping to sell the stuff on eBay? Are they just, why are humans?
I don't know, because we're stupid.
Well, we're not stupid.
Yes, we are. Yes.
There's a scientific reason for it. It's because we are programmed to receive. We are programmed. We are programmed.
Wrong station, man.
I know it's the wrong station, but I was there for a long time. Here's the eighth attempt. We are programmed that if we see there's going to be a shortage, to keep ourselves alive by stocking up things that we would gather as hunter-gatherers.
Yeah.
Things like grain or water or
toilet
nuts.
Paper.
We didn't have toilet paper when we were hunter-gatherers, dude.
How did we wipe?
With a rock, like the good Lord intended us.
Yeah. Or the three shells, of course. But yeah, it's frustrating because we keep getting worse and worse with these habits of when there's not a supply issue, we create a supply issue by overbuying. And now there's a legit supply issue, and that just, it makes it all so much worse because... asshats can't just buy one or two things. And I've seen it at my HEB when they had, during the pandemic, you know, they had a limit on things you could buy, like brisket, you know, big chunks of meat. You could only buy a certain amount of stuff. And let me tell you, when a lady had her basket filled with things, do you think that 16-year-old running the cash register after mentioning it once to her was able to do anything?
No.
No. Not at all. I mean, people are going to panic buy. Luckily, HEB does hold stuff back in shortage, apparently, at their warehouses for emergencies.
Oh, smart move, HEB.
For stuff like this, but I don't see them having a secret freezer filled with all the turkeys this year. So, yeah, Thanksgiving, already effed.
Look, you can use any bread to make stuffing. You really can. You can find good recipes online. I wouldn't panic about that.
Yeah,
you don't need
County Line actually sells their old bread. Not old, like a day or two old, and you can make good croutons or stuffing with that. Little pro tip, and supporting a local place.
Thank you. That should help the nation. Thank you, CJ. I believe somebody call up Joe Biden and let him know that CJ figured it out. Hey, Joe. We got a barbecue joint down here in Texas. They make pretty good bread, and they sell their own bread.
Yeah, all the leftover bread you can just buy for a dollar.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
put love like this will happen to me. She just tried to run it.
All right. Leaked audio of defensive line coach Bo Davis has come out. He went nuts on some of the UT Longhorn players. And it's heated. It's expletive laden. And that's what makes Coach Bo Davis our person behaving badly today.
Oh, I was about to say the hero.
Well, you know, that's we're going to get into that. Why don't you play the clip so people can hear exactly what he said?
Damn! You mother need to get in the transfer portal. You want to go? Get in the mother. This game to me. If you think it's a game, get the off of this bus. I got my ass kicked. And you mother laugh. Rail. You think it's a goddamn joke? And some of you mother do transfer out of this mother. Because I'm tired of this shit. This goddamn real. And we want to laugh and joke. That.
This has stirred a lot of split in the community.
Bro, that is me after a loss.
I
yelling
know.
At my TV.
I know it is. It's me yelling at my dog. You still want to go on a walk? Did you see what we did tonight? Did you see what we did tonight? You want to go for a walk? So there's a lot of people who are like, especially, you know, people I think maybe of our generation who grew up coaches yelling at us like this all the time. We're like,
I get it.
And then we talked about this on the morning show today. Emily, who's especially from a younger generation, was like, this is just kind of despicable. Like, you don't scream at people like this. It's not going to motivate them. And I think she kind of had some points. It's really the division, really. I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, you know, it comes down to the people. Hey, I got spanked. I got whooped on the face when I was a kid, and I turned out fine. It's like, well, really? Because
did you?
It's 2021, and you're still wearing Affliction. Are you sure you turned out fine? I mean, you're a little behind the times. So I don't know. Also, the audio was leaked clearly by a player that recorded it.
Yeah.
Part of me feels like that's also the person behaving badly. You're still a team. Why would you torpedo your own coach that way?
I can understand it in whistleblower situations, like if the coach was being creepy, doing something illegal, but that's not worth recording and leaking, man. That's a coach that's pissed because you suck. And I mean, Texas is one of the, if not the biggest university football program in the country, and they suck, and you get a lot of 3, 4, 5-star players that come here and underperform.
You also have this particular coach has been on 3 different programs that have won national championships. You can't make the argument, well, the guy doesn't know what he's doing and he needs to go, right?
Yeah, clearly he does.
And there have been some execution issues. I don't want to make it completely about sports because I know a lot of our listeners just don't give an F about sports. But there is just overall an issue, I think, culturally speaking, in that division you have in generations where you can see the split online today. If you go to Reddit, if you go to Twitter, if you go to Facebook, where there's split on this is where, like, this coach needs to be fired immediately.
It's the I got my ass kicked generation versus the everyone got a trophy generation. I don't know. I'm doing the same voice.
I think those are both the same generation,
yeah,
actually.
It's the same guy saying it. Yeah.
What it is there is a generation that, it sounds judgy to say it had it easier, has different expectations of what a coach's role should be. How about that?
And I will say, like, it's very important that with students and student athletes, that we start taking their mental health into consideration when it comes to this stuff, well, especially at a young age, because you and I, playing sports as kids, probably got yelled at like that a few times.
How many kids who had potential ended up leaving organized sports, which I think organized sports is actually very good for people. It's good for developing a lot of skills that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever.
Teamwork.
It really helps you later in life.
When to lose and take one on the chin, how to be a good sport. Yeah.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to our country as of late, but learning how to be a good sport when you lose is
or
a
when you win.
Is a skill that it, probably 90% of our country has seems to have forgotten altogether.
Yeah.
And that could be very helpful. But getting back to what I was at before, with the Emily brought up a good point, which is if your parents screamed at you like that, did that motivate you? Or when your parents said, I don't know, I'm not mad, I'm just really disappointed.
Oh, that was scarier.
Which of the two of those really motivated you? And I think there has to be a time when you got to try to get young men's attention about, hey, apparently they were partying on the bus. They just lost by 3 touchdowns to Iowa State.
Yeah.
And they were laughing and giggling, and he lost his gourd. And he's trying to get their attention. I'm not going to beat him up anymore. He probably doesn't care. And I have a feeling the coach doesn't listen to our afternoon show.
Oh, bummer.
No, bummer. But so maybe actually I'm going to rate not Coach Bo and not the leaker as the people behaving badly, but the man in the mirror. Maybe all of us need to look deep inside. America. That's right, it's time for Win Something. I got a brand new trivia game, Church Trivia for Church's Tickets.
512-835-1015, 512-835-1015. Give us a call.
That's right, I'm going to need 2 contestants. I'm going to put them head-to-head for a little game, you will, of Church Trivia.
Now, okay,
you
know,
there's always an angle with my stuff.
Yeah.
This one, not too crazy, not too weird. It'll be easy for people. And it's kind of just straight-ahead trivia. I think it'll be enjoyable for folks. But we'll also learn a little something in the process, which is always good.
Quick question while people are coming in to win those tickets to Night 3 Church's Friday night ACL Live, 512-835-1015. Quick question. Since I've been doing some papal church trivia, can I play that Enigma song again?
No.
Oh, man. That was my favorite part of doing this.
Annoying.
Okay. All right. So,
did we go into a weird wormhole? What happened? Did we give out the phone number?
Yeah.
What happened to the people?
512-835-1015. They're calling. As a matter of fact, we got one right now.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at the wrong switchboard.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Shane.
Hey, Shane. How you doing, man? Stay on the line. We're going to play a little fun game with you. Don't go anywhere.
That's outstanding.
Line 3 or line 4, Matt? You're the showrunner here.
Whichever one came in first.
Caller, who's this?
This is Omar.
Omar, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good. All right, Matt,
great.
Explain.
Shane, Omar, neither of you have won anything from our station in the last 30 days, have you?
I've never called in before.
Perfect. Well, that works great. I'm glad that you're calling in for the very first time, Omar. Good luck to you. Here's the deal. I'm going to ask you guys some trivia questions. You'll buzz in to compete. All you got to do for your buzzer is use your name. Shane, can you test your buzzer?
Shane.
Omar, test your buzzer.
Omar.
Perfect. You guys are really good at this, and it really bodes well. I'm going to ask you a question. When you think you know the answer, buzz in. Guessing wrong can't hurt you. Guessing correctly can help you. First question. The Church of Latter-day Saints is also known as what?
Omar.
Hang on a second. I actually heard... Omar, I heard your name clearly, but it sounded like Shane was buzzing in.
Sounded like Shane was...
I did.
Okay. What you got, Shane?
Mormons.
That is correct. Sorry, Omar. I know it sounded probably weird to you, but I could tell that Shane was trying to get in. But better luck to you on this one, Omar. Currently, 1 point Shane, 0 points Omar. The Texas cut bacon chicken sandwich in a 2-piece mixed combo can be picked up from this fast food restaurant.
Shane. Dairy Queen?
I'm sorry, it is not Dairy Queen. Omar, would you like to take a stab at it?
I might just not if it's going to count against me.
No, won't count against you. The Texas cut bacon chicken sandwich and a 2-piece mixed chicken combo could be picked up from this restaurant. 3 seconds.
Carl's Jr. No idea.
It's not Carl Jr. The answer would be Churches. Churches. Here we go, gentlemen.
1-0.
Question number 3. The Church of the Subgenius focuses on a salesman. Is that salesman's named A, Bob Dobbs, B, Albert Mazelis, C, Billy Mays?
Omar.
I heard Omar first.
Billy Mays.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Shane?
Bob Dobbs.
It is Bob Dobbs. Ladies and gentlemen, Shane has two. Omar has zero. Don't worry. Each of the next questions is worth 2 points.
Ooh.
Each of the next questions is worth 2 points. Here we go. Private Leonard Church is a prominent character in the web series Red versus Blue. What prominent Austin company produces who was Shane?
Red versus Blue produces
One. Okay, Omar, do you know who produces Red versus Blue?
No, I don't.
Omar, that answer is Rooster Teeth. They're right here in the city. Get to know them. They make good work. You could probably tie it up right here. Let's see. Here we go.
Let's see.
Last question. Omar, how old are you?
I am 33.
Shane, how old are you?
42.
Advantage goes to Shane. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Here we go. Under the Milky Way and Reptile are hits by this 1980s alternative band out of Australia. Think of what the name of the contest is called, gentlemen. Anybody care to ring in?
Omar, you got to try, man.
It is
an Australian band, church related.
Shane, you want to take a shot?
Yep, no idea.
I win.
I love that my shot is I win. The band is called The Church. Gentlemen, it's called Church. Just go with the word. They are fantastic, and everyone should revisit their album, both Under the Milky Way and Reptile. Fantastic tunes. Sorry, Omar, your first call into the station
first
did not
ever.
Work. But
no, it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. That's a great attitude to have for a 33-year-old man. I hope your 33rd year is better than Jesus's, who had a rough time. And Shane, stay on hold. We're going to get those prize tickets to you in just a second. And folks, we got to go. We got to go play some music and keep the show moving on, but we're coming back, and when we do, guess what?
We're going to talk about something.
Weird or Wired. I got a cool technological thing that's coming up.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
It's time for Weird or Wired. Oh, that's right.
Which is it?
I go find out what exactly is happening in the world of, what do you call it? What do you want to call it?
Tech? Inventions?
Tech inventions?
Those kind of things.
Here's what I want you to call it. I want you to call whatever you have to do to buy a little time because my phone just crashed.
Can you tell me what we're... So basically, I think the spirit of this segment is we're going to go find inventions, tech things that can improve and change the world, change your lives, make things good, or is it just some dumb crackpot idea?
Thank you for covering me. My phone is back up. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get cooler in Texas in the very near future thanks to tech and not the way you think. A couple of scientists have invented a brand new material. It is an artificial silk, and it's got some kind of weird-ass nanoparticles in it or whatever. Nanoparticles always sounds to me just like dust. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, wait, nanoparticles? Are we supposed to be cleaning that up?
Yeah,
but
skin flakes.
Anyway, this beautiful, beautiful fake silk actually reflects like 98% of UV light. And the way that it does it, it actually creates a cooler aura around it.
Ooh. This also makes me think of Batman's cape.
Well, there's a lot of really good advantages to this. First of all, silk feels pretty good on the skin, right?
It's
nice
soft.
And silky.
Yeah.
It's soft. It reduces the temperature by 12.8 degrees Celsius. That's a lot. That means like on a 90-degree day, it's going to feel around 60 degrees on your skin in a shirt like this. Yes. And here is the greatest advantage it's going to bring. It doesn't actually, because it's only cooling right at its surface by reflecting rays, it doesn't help you indoors. I want to let you know that right now.
Oh, man, because I was going to say, because my silk sheets get a little hot at night. You know what I mean?
You're an idiot.
Rod, baby, I'm coming home. All right, go on. Sorry.
your wife does not listen to this show. She listens to NPR.
No, she said something on the way home yesterday. She's like, yeah, I heard you and Matt do some thing. And I was like, okay,
thanks
cool.
for the support, baby.
Yeah.
No, they... You won't be able to get rid of like air conditioning or whatever. What it does is it helps keep
just
you
when
cooler
you're outdoors.
Outside. If you're outside working in the yard, if you're outside jogging, running, if you're somebody who works on like a road crew, you're a crane operator, oil rig, whatever, here is where the greatest advantage is going to come. When they can mass produce this, it's going to allow them to finally get rid of Magellan shirts. Do you hear me, wives? Every wife out there should rejoice. I love a Magellan shirt. I mean, I don't have exactly a Magellan shirt, but any of those tech shirts, they're way more comfortable than a regular shirt if you're outside doing something.
Oh, yeah.
There's no arguing with that. But you're never going to see them on the Gucci runway because they are not a good-looking shirt.
They're for fishing.
There for being
yard
a dad.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest. I've seen people wearing Magellan shirts tucked into weddings. They're not for fishing anymore. They're just for good old country bumpkining is what they're for, right?
Yeah.
I'm not judging. I'm here to tip my hat at you, Chad or Steve or Daryl or whatever your name is.
So now we can wear silk robes instead.
Well, no, it's not super silky. I mean, it's going to look like a lot of tech shirts. They're going to probably sell the living hell out of them at places like REI, right? Because they're going to make hiking, long sleeve hiking shirts out of them. They'll keep you cooler out there hiking in where it's really, really hot. And they're not going to keep you cool like how a lot of the products do currently that are polyester, where they're just helping to wick away your sweat.
Mm-hmm.
They will technically keep the air between the shirt and your skin cooler.
All right, so is this wired or weird?
I believe it is 100% wired.
Ooh, there we go.
And no one is happier about this invention than my scrote.
Here's more from Jeff, Matt, and CJ. 101X.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Nope, you are.
Oh, son of a bee sting. We are ruining the globe. There is now proof because our trash from the ocean is beginning to wash up overseas.
Really?
Yes.
They found your mom overseas?
Yes. My dad doesn't love her because she's a drunk. We've already gone over that.
Could you do me a favor and please turn on Spencer's mic? Because when he laughs at my stuff, I like having that sound out there.
All right, go ahead and laugh, Spencer.
I got his mom pretty good, didn't I?
A Myrtle Beach trash can has washed ashore in Ireland. That's right, a trash can from the city of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, party home of, I think, Kenny Powers at some point, and just a fun place to party if you're in college, made an unlikely journey across the Atlantic Ocean and recently washed ashore in Ireland. The city was alerted to the can's transatlantic voyage in a Sunday email, who said his kids found a barnacle-covered blue bin in County Mayo on Ireland's northwest coast. And it's amazing to think, of course, that it just traveled all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. A full metal-ass trash can, not sinking, not going to the bottom, eventually washing up in Ireland.
Isn't there a part of you, though, that really kind of... Don't you ever want to walk away from all of it, walk into the ocean,
into the
and float to Ireland? There's a part of me that's very envious of the journey that the trash can took.
Yeah, to get the hell out of South Carolina, too.
Or just to get away from all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like the idea that it just took this trip, a big old metal trash can that you would expect to just to have got caught in the sand and sunk right away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And just become sand-logged.
I mean, how many beach chairs, umbrellas, toys, something, anything like that, that if the wind catches it and it gets right in there in the surf, all of a sudden it's covered in so much sand and water you can't pull it out. And you're like, all right, F it.
Good this for this trash
this
can.
Done. Yeah.
I want it to be a Disney movie. Do you know what I mean? I want there to be a Disney movie about the little trash can that could and got all the way to Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the pictures. It's pretty
great.
Awesome.
There are barnacles and clams, and it's, clearly recycle only. Solo arcules recyclables. And then you can see the crest of the city of Myrtle Beach on it. And it's literally in Ireland, all the way across the sea.
You ever find a bottle with a note in it? Anything like that?
No, but when I was a kid, I used to make those bottles at Lake Meredith and throw them in the lake. Mm-hmm. And I would also take balloons and write notes on them and float them up and just see if I made any friends.
I was with my family on a family trip. We were on a motor yacht in the Caribbean, actually. It was quite a nice night. And we got a little hammered, and we sealed up a bottle with some wax and had a note in it and threw it out into the Caribbean Ocean. And about a year later, a letter showed up to my parents' house, and it was written in kind of poor, broken English, saying, you know, I'm a 13-year-old...
Nigerian prince.
No. It's actually somebody in maybe Dominica who just said, you know, I'm 13 years old. I'm a fisherman. I was fishing. I found your bottle. I want to say hi. I want to be a pen pal with your family. Well, my family's like, all right, clearly you wrote this. I was like, I really didn't.
That's cool.
This really is from some kid who found this. And we rewarded him by never writing back to him.
It's hard.
I know. Yeah, it's just
got,
like,
you got
I got to have paper.
Do.
I got to get a stamp. I got to motivate to write to a 13-year-old. Dear little boy, how are things? Sorry that you're having to fish for a living at 13.
Yeah, what do you do? Poor kid.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool that it was actually discovered.
Yeah.
And someone wrote back.
Yeah. It was. I didn't say a bottle. I'm sorry. It was a dildo.
Thank you, Fleshlight.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Just Matt and CJ has been quite the show today. Or has it? I don't know. You be the judge, because we do have a podcast up officially now on Spotify, iTunes, and of course at the website 101x.com/JustMattAndCJ.
I'd like to bring up something. CJ fights on the internet too much. Let's go there.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I'm cool.
Okay.
I'm cool, dog. What's up?
I don't know. I just constantly get notifications that you're
fighting on the internet
with somebody.
Yeah.
Is everything going okay these days?
No, everything's actually really good.
Okay.
It's just...
I'm not going to have to come to your rescue, am I?
Every now and then, I either like to correct someone, troll someone, or my favorite is just to take what I imagine the cliche response is going to be to a certain thing and then type in all caps and misspell everything.
Okay.
Just enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a good way to blow off steam.
New survey out there has found that people say that they've never been more afraid to speak their mind. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, but...
So are you afraid because I just turned your mic off? Get it?
I'm trying to do a segment. Have you already quit the show? Did you go home today already?
Mentally, yeah, man. I told you, Spinny gave me these Delta 8 gummies.
I'm going to say that tomorrow we're going to cover a little bit about that new study, but you have never been afraid to speak your mind on the internets, I don't think.
Or in public. It's gotten me in trouble quite a bit of times.
Yeah,
you've been standing
with multiple people that you work for, and you have... Do you remember the time that you had a little too much to drink?
Yeah.
All of the CEOs and executives to the previous ownership of this radio station...
Yeah, we were at a radio convention.
I know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they were sharing ideas about how they could better the industry, and all of a sudden... You had one idea, and they said, we really liked, at least this is the way I'm going to tell it. We really liked that idea. They said,
yeah.
CJ, do you have any other ideas? And you go.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
And you go, all drunk, to the CEO, the CFO.
The owner who used to own the Seattle Mariners and like other sports teams.
You go, they go, well, do you have any other ideas? And you go, what if we hired a skywriter to draw a chode in the sky?
A big old boner.
A big old boner in the sky. And it got super quiet.
Yeah.
And you go,
Hear
me out. What? No good? No good? How are you still employed here?
Because occasionally those ideas have turned into masterpieces. I don't have.
If you don't believe us, look up in the sky right now.
I guess I don't have enough of a filter, as people might say.
You do,
yeah,
enough. You have zero filter, CJ.
I mean, I do. I speak at schools and stuff, teach.
That
little,
should not be allowed.
Little kids about radio, you know.
It's one of the things that makes you actually quite endearing.
Oh, well, thank you. So tomorrow we're going to discuss that. We're going to find other crap to give away.
I have downloaded Coinbase tomorrow
in the
5 o'clock hour.
Thank you.
We're finally going to be able to start moving in a positive direction with our cryptocurrency benchmark. You and I are going to be buying cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, and then whoever makes the most at a certain period of time gets the other person's cryptocurrency or something like that.
Sounds good. Lastly, the last thing we'll be doing tomorrow is hopefully getting the internet to work in the room. Either that, or we're going to have to print everything out. Today was a little bit wonky day, but great. It was good hanging out with you, CJ.
Good hanging out with you, human.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.